SBS اردو پر خوش آمدید.
پاکستان اور آسٹریلیا کے درمیان ورلڈ کپ میچ 12 جون بروز بدھ کو کھیلا جائے گا. عالمی ٹورنامنٹ میں پاکستان کو ایک جیت اور ایک شکست کا سامنا رہا ہے، جبکہ ایک میچ بارش کی نظر ہو گیا. دوسری جانب آسٹریلیا اب تک 2 میچز جیت چکا ہے، جبکہ بھارت کے خلاف اسے شکست کا سامنا کرنا پڑا. پوائنٹس ٹیبل پر پاکستان کے 3 پوائنٹس جبکہ آسٹریلیا کے 4 پوائنٹس ہیں. یہ تو ہے موجودہ صورتحال. اب ایک نظر ڈالتے ہیں ماضی پر کہ کس طرح کینگروز اور شاہینوں کے درمیان ورلڈ کپ کی لڑائیوں میں کس کو فتح ملی اور کسے شکست کا سامنا رہا. آسٹریلیا اور پاکستان کے درمیان ورلڈ کپ کے دوران 9 میچز کھیلے جا چکے ہیں، جس میں آسٹریلیا نے 5 جبکہ پاکستان نے 4 میچز جیتے ہیں. دونوں ٹیموں کے درمیان آخری میچ 20 مارچ 2015 میں کھیلا گیا. پاکستان نے پہلے بیٹنگ کرتے ہوئے 213 رنز کا ہدف دیا، جو آسٹریلیا نے بآسانی 4 وکٹوں کے نقصان پر پورا کر لیا. پاکستان آسٹریلیا کے درمیان حال ہی میں متحدہ عرب امارات میں بھی ایک سیریز کھیلی گئی، اور اس پوری ون ڈے سیریز میں آسٹریلیا ہی کو کامیابی ملی. آسٹریلین کرکٹ تجزیہ کار ڈینس فریڈمن کا کہنا ہے کہ دونوں ٹیموں کے لیے میچ بہت اہم ہے.
I just think Australia will make have more runs up their sleeve than say Pakistan do. But having said that, if Pakistan can see off Stark and Cummins, as I said, bowlers 3, 4, 5 and 6 for Australia at the moment are quite weak. And you just need someone, as I said, like Imam or Fakhar or Baba to hang around a little bit. And even Shoaib Malik can put up a quick 80 or 50 balls at the end. So I don't know. I would expect Australia to win, I think, following classical measures of who would win. But if Pakistan win, I wouldn't call it an upset. We've got to remember these guys, only a couple of years back with a similar team won the Champions Trophy, and they've been number one in the world for a while. They weren't far off. I know they're not there now, but it doesn't take long to get back up there. And you don't beat England at home if you don't have something special.
Dennis ka kehna hai ki Pakistan kis tarah perform karega, ye kehna bahut mushkil hai. ایک میچ میں آپ کارکردگی پر بال نوچتے ہیں تو دوسرے میچ میں سڑک پر بھنگڑا ہوتا ہے.
On any given day, they're going to make you want to pull your hair out, and then the next day, you want to join the meetings in the streets out front of Sophie's house singing songs. So, and that's the beautiful thing about being a Pakistan supporter and watching this team.
پاکستان کی کارکردگی اور مستقبل میں لاحمل کے بارے میں ڈینس کا کہنا ہے کہ پاکستان ٹیم کے کپتان سرفراز احمد کو 5 اور 6 کی پوزیشن کے بجائے بیٹنگ آرڈر میں اوپر کھیلنا چاہیے، اور 4th نمبر پر وہ زیادہ بہتر پرفارم کر سکتے ہیں. دوسری جانب ڈینس کا کہنا ہے کہ بولرز نے ابھی تک بہترین پرفارمنس نہیں دکھائی.
They have another level, both of them, to step up. And if they do, I think it's going to make Pakistan a very difficult team to beat, especially when you've got Babar coming in next. It's just magical to watch, and obviously a world-class player. So I think if the openers between them can find just a little bit more form, they may be going at 7 out of 10. If they get to 8.5 or 9 out of 10, it will help Pakistan a lot. On the bowling side, I've still got my concerns about Pakistan. I know there's a lot talked about and written about at the moment about Wahab and Amir, but that they're back in form and they're bowling well. But actually, if you watch the performances, they're not going that well. They've got a lot of wickets from people trying to hit the ball out of the park rather than actually beating the batsman or catching them on the crease. So, I tend to discount wickets where the ball's caught on the boundary line and they're both leaking a few runs. They're giving away 6-7 runs and over. So I'm not sure that they're going as well as what some of the other analysts are saying that they are. So that's a concern for me. I'd like to see Shoaib Malik bowling more overs. I think for Pakistan, he's another one. I know he didn't play the first match, he played the second match, but he's another guy. I refer to him as Pakistan Glenn Maxwell, except that he's actually done some good things and won more matches than Glenn Maxwell. they could turn the tournament, if he really got going. So there's so much talent in that Pakistani squad. And then also the captain, I don't like him batting at 6 or 7 or down the order. I'd love to see him just shake it up a bit and maybe come in at 4.
آسٹریلیا کے کھلاڑیوں کے بارے میں ڈینس کا کہنا ہے کہ آسٹریلیا کی جیت اور ورلڈ کپ میں کامیابی کا انحصار بیٹس مین اسٹیو اسمتھ کی پرفارمنس پر ہے.
Who can rip open a batting innings, you know, in his first five overs he might find three wickets and a game can be over. And he's got great support with Cummins, you know, they're both world class and they're both going to go down as greats of the game. I think I mentioned before, I'd love to see Nathan Lyon in that team. I think Nathan Lyon is a missing link for Australia. There's a guy that can take, you know, it's not going to sound like much, but he might be able to bowl 10 overs for 2 for 45. But, you know, when teams are making 300 out there, if you're only giving away 4.5 runs an over, you're in a good space. He's a very clever bowler. On the batting side, the key is Steve Smith. I'm not sure David Warner's quite found his rhythm yet. He still looks like he's a little bit hampered with how to play, but Steve Smith's form leading up into the tournament and now into the tournament is just phenomenal, and the guy's a once-in-a-generation player, and I think now, to be honest, without the captaincy on his shoulders, gives him the freedom to take it one step further, and don't be surprised if he does something during this tournament that we talk about for years to come.
برطانوی محکمہ موسمیات کے مطابق پاکستان آسٹریلیا کے میچ کے دوران بارش کا امکان ہے، جس کے باعث عالمی کپ کے شائقین افسردہ ہیں کیونکہ وہ اپنے کرکٹ ہیروز کو پرفارم کرنے کے لیے منتظر ہیں اور نہیں چاہتے کہ پاکستان کا ایک اور میچ بارش کی نظر ہو جائے.
مزید دلچسپ معلومات کے لیے sbs.com.au/اردو پر جائیے.